Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
I will remember Michael.
I will remember Michael.
I will remember Devin.
Oh, but I'll remember Devin.
Even though he was killed by lethal injection.
Wait, what?
What the shit? Come on, man!
I refuse.
Something's in the back seat. Mama's home hungry.
Mark my words. Michael Knight will die.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor.
You wish to eat. You wish to drink. You wish to reproduce.
Yeah.
Which one first?
Excuse me, I was wondering if I could get a Hill student loan.
I think you're in the wrong department.
I didn't want to start the show like this, Craig. Come on. We don't want to talk about him dying.
You did it. You started with it.
I did. Hey, do you remember when I ended MacGyver like that? I sang that same song.
I kind of do, but Pete wasn't killed with lethal injection.
Pete didn't die at all. He just didn't show up.
No, you're right.
He just didn't show up in the TV movies, and that's fine.
That's right. You're right. He was looking after Mac's houseboat.
Oh, that's right. No, the houseboat sank.
Didn't that catch fire?
It sank.
Oh, maybe Pete was scuba diving in it, and he's trying to dig. Oh, whatever. Who cares?
And he got the bends.
Oh my God! And he exploded.
Oh God! Oh my God!
Sudden depressurization.
Oh. He didn't go to the surface slow enough. He went up too fast.
What was I talking? I don't know. I was reading about like tunnels and stuff like that, and deep sea diving and things, and that there was a sudden decompression problem. Like, you know, they're supposed to put the divers in these vessels so that they decompress slowly, and there was some failure where there was a miscommunication and somebody opened the hatch before it was fully equalized, and basically everybody that was inside of the vessel was sucked through the hole and just liquefied.
Oh God.
Yeah, awful.
Oh man, I could talk about that for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, terrible. Oh man, but we're not going to.
No, that's not why we're here. Do you know why, Greg?
Dave, I think I do, and I'm really excited, but I'm also very, very sad.
I'm a little emotional, but guys, welcome to the final episode of Ciampa and Klein, The Knight Rider Years, a podcast by two friends who share a love of classic 80s television. I'm your host, Dave Ciampa.
I am your other host, Greg Klein.
Now, Gregory, I did a little math tonight so that we could, based on where we are tonight, to figure out how many total episodes we've recorded since we started podcasting. Do you want to know what the number is?
Yeah, let me know.
Okay. So we have the Blow Your Mind Years, where we did 59 episodes of the Blow Your Mind Years.
Now, that's okay? Where we started, for everybody that doesn't know. We just started recording idiot episodes about nothing. That was fun.
So we ran that for 59 episodes, and then like morons, we thought it was cool to launch a second podcast at the same time, and we launched Mullets and Memories, which will now be known as the MacGyver Years. We ran MacGyver for 142 episodes, Greg, running concurrently with the Blow Your Mind Years.
That is exhausting. Man, that was fun. That was a great time. Good memories.
It really was a blast. And then we did a little experiment. We did something I like to call the 1440 semester, because that took us about 6 months to get through.
True. Yes, it did.
Except that we recorded 24 episodes in a row over the course of one entire day. So there's 24 more episodes.
That was fun, and all those episodes can be found on our website, ciampaklein.com. Unfortunately, they're not up anywhere else, but you can download them directly from the website. So that 24-hour experience still exists.
It sure does. And then we come to our current podcast, The Knight Rider Years, where today is our 111th episode of the show, for a grand total of 336 episodes over the last 4 years, Greg, that we have recorded.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, it's even, here's my nerdery coming out. It's Knight Rider at 111, just like Bilbo's 111th birthday.
That's right. His 111st birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Anywho, yeah, so we have done 336 of these together.
We have done 336, give or take a little bit. I think there were a few that you, due to scheduling conflicts, I think there were a few that you may not have been on. But for the most part, yeah, we're up over 330 episodes total, Greg.
Dude, that's it's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun. It's been great. I can't believe we're still doing it.
I mean, the idea that we're still running 4 years later, and honestly, I think the Knight Rider Years is where is where our podcast life really has kind of picked up a lot of steam. Would you agree with me?
I agree. I've been eating a lot of hoagies and steamed meat products while we've been recording and during this time of my life. So there's been a lot of steam involved. Yeah,
it's just a lot of steaming stuff. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, so a lot of steam in concurrence with the watching of Knight Rider. Just steam in general. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. We've actually also had a myriad of guests over the course of our 4-season run. A couple of guests from other podcasts, a couple of guests from my family, and I'm hoping for. I don't know about you, but I'd like to get quite a few more onto the Airwolf years. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that if our audience is broadening a little bit, maybe we can get some people we don't know so much that still would love to talk about 80s television and general absurdity.
Yeah, no, I'm totally there with you on that one. We had Bill come on the show from Atari Bytes. He was on the season 2 premiere, Goliath, and that was probably our longest episode to date of the Knight Rider years, and that was an absolute blast.
I'll agree to that.
And then in chronological order, Greg, I don't know why you weren't in for this episode, but my wife, the only time in the history of our podcast that my wife joined me on an episode for season 2's Nightmares. That was awesome.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember. I think it either was... It might have been my anniversary. No, that's when your kids were on. I don't remember. We weren't around for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why, and it was the only time. And the best part of it was is that she didn't watch the episode, so she just had to take it on my description of the moments that were happening throughout.
You know, I think that's kind of how our show goes. I mean, you could argue that we don't watch the episodes because we don't remember much about them even after we've watched them. So there you go. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all. And then my children were on. They came on to talk about season 4's Killer Kit, where we got probably the greatest impression of a Bronx cabbie ever. And then they did the hotline catch up with me earlier in season 4. So that was a blast to have them on the show.
Indeed. They're always a pleasure to augment our silliness.
And then, absolutely. And then finally, we did have late in the show, Randy Hunt from the We All Have a Story and Descripted podcast came on to talk about Fright Night with us. And that was, man, he was such a blast to talk to about that show.
Indeed. That was great. That was a good time. We got to do more of that.
I'm ready to bring more people on here. Hopefully people are interested in coming on. I know I've had a few interested parties wanting to come on to talk about Airwolf in the first season. So let's hope we can get a lot more of those people on the show with us. So we're actually recording this way earlier than we normally would. We had a lot of scheduling conflicts going into next week. So we're actually recording this the day before the Knight Rider 2000 TV movie comes out, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that shit stain.
Yeah, by this point it'll be some time before, you know, everyone will know about the movie and my fuming of it, and I feel better now, so that's okay.
And I'll tell you though, tonight we don't talk about that at all, except for this very moment right here. That's the last time you're going to hear about that.
Thank goodness. Let's move along.
Okay. So I had a couple of people reach out to me about their thoughts on the overall series. So before we jump into each season, do you want me to read a couple of thoughts that some of our listeners had about Knight Rider as a whole?
Yeah, lay it on me. Let's see what everybody thinks. Okay.
Oh, you know what, though? That reminds me. We said in the Knight Rider 2000 episode that we were going to be drinking, maybe not heavily, but we're going to be drinking tonight. What are you what are you imbibing this evening, Greg?
Well, tonight I have a bottle of Ardbeg Wee Beastie, five-year-old, guaranteed five-year-old Isla single malt scotch whiskey. And well, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I'm just going to pour it. Yeah, so... Oh, yeah. That's a big dram. So it's delicious. It's smoky. It's a little aggressive because it's pretty young, but I love it.
That's awesome. I'm drinking my old standby. I bought a lot of tonic this week, and so I'm having the old standby gin and tonic tonight, so I could get a little dicey by the end of the episode, but we'll see... We'll see how that goes. I've already gotten halfway through it, and we're not even started.
It doesn't matter. I just poured something without really looking at it, and I realized that's like a three-finger pour. That's huge. So I'm probably going to be – let's get this going.
All right.
Let's get this done before it's too late.
Okay. All right. So Bill wrote to us about the show and said, "What frustrates me about the show overall is after presenting Michael Long with a new face and the car of the future, they never quite lean into the sci-fi. All we get is trucker, racer, actress, rodeo of the week in distress. That said, the Hoff and Kit are delightful. Bring on the Devin prequel.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, he's absolutely right. Like, there's a lot of fun, there's a lot of action, but there isn't enough delving into like the science or the lack thereof of Kit and all the stuff Bonnie builds. I think that's very true. But yeah, I totally watch a prequel about Devin.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I used to watch this podcast says there will never be another series like Knight Rider. Well, except for the various reboots, but that's it. Good job on making it through. Looking forward to your Airwolf thoughts.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm glad you're following along too. It was one of a kind for sure.
This one comes from the RoboCop Minute podcast. They're relatively new listeners, and I don't know if they're listening present or if they're trying to catch up, but he did just listen to the episode in which, Greg, you and I referenced Kit floating through space alone with a white-bearded and dead Michael.
Yes, that's right, because he's, yeah, launched into space and Michael's desiccated corpse just floating out there. Yes.
So I don't know if he's an artist, but he may very well be, because he said that we made that ridiculous drawing request, and he said that image is coming. So we will be getting a Kit in space with a white bearded dead Michael.
I absolutely cannot wait for that.
That's going to be amazing. And then I don't know if she's a listener or if she may have seen the story when I tagged it. Her name is Courtney, and she commented on the Insta story that I put up a couple weeks ago of the Stevie and Michael montage from the series finale.
Yes.
And she said, "I'm glad I'm not lactose intolerant because that was a lot of cheese."
Maybe that's what they were throwing on the beach at the seagulls, or just big wads of cheese.
It just that made me laugh way too much. Was just such a great vision. Like, it was the cheesiest montages are usually the best, and that was a lot of cheese. 100% yes. So thank you for that comment. I didn't see any more comments. I don't know if anybody reached out to you, but that's all I got on the social medias for the series overall. Greg, I was going to play we have a lot of hotline messages, but we've been having some pretty laggy internet issues tonight, so I don't think I want to play them all tonight, because I don't want to throw our internet off any more than it is, because right now, knock on wood, we're on a pretty good run for our internet.
Yeah, it's true. The delay isn't too bad between our conversation.
No, absolutely. But we did get one voicemail that I'm going to be honest, Greg, I don't know if you've listened to it. I got choked up when I listen to this, because, you know, Greg and I do this week in and week out. Just we have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, we never truly believe, like, we never think, are we going to get out to anybody? Is anyone really going to take this gentleman? His name is Michael. He left us this message, and God almighty, like, if I just wasn't in a ripe enough spot, I teared up listening to this guy's wonderful voicemail. Did you listen to it?
I read the Google text of it, but yes. Yeah. I did listen to it, actually. You know what? I did. Yeah, very, very nice.
It was very
nice. It means a lot.
It really does. Honestly, even if he is our only listener, I know he's not, but even if he is our only listener, this moment right here makes what Greg and I do all the more worth it. If it just brings a smile to someone's face, that's really all we care about at this point. Like, you know, internet lag be damned. My editing skills, you will not know that our internet lag is having any problems.
Yes, agreed.
All right, so I'm going to play that at the end of the show. I think it's a really great way to kind of close the book on Knight Rider before we jump into Airwolf. So expect that coming at the very end of the show. Greg, do you want to jump into our season-by-season chat here?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just do some deep dive and see what we can dredge up from our memories, because we've been doing this show for quite a while.
Yes, we have. Are you already drunk?
What are you talking about? No, I'm not. I just don't know how to work. I don't know how to function.
Because earlier you said Groogle instead of Google.
I don't even know, man. just keep going.
All right, here we go.
Just keep going.
So I went on a bit of a note bender. So I'm going to read each of my little notes. The highlights of each season are kind of what I decided to talk about in each one. And if any of these trigger anything for you, Greg, just jump in before I get to the next line, okay?
Okay, I got the list in front of me too, so let's do this.
All right, so season one, obviously, wouldn't be Knight Rider if Michael Long wasn't shot in the face and replaced with Michael Knight. I mean,
absolutely.
It's the beginning of an era. It's the beginning of a wonderful series. Jumping around a little bit. Go ahead.
Starting that episode, I remember that first two-parter so well. Like, I really do. Like, I remember, like, we watched it yesterday because I don't remember if we watched it together, but it's just super clear to me.
We talk about it a lot over the course of the show, how our memories are way worse with this show than they were with MacGyver, but this pilot is kind of ingrained in my memory. Like, I remember almost every moment of this first episode.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Next one I got here is Michael enters a stunt show spectacular with Slammin' Sammy.
Slammin' Sammy's stunt show spectacular! Yeah, dude, that was fun.
This might have been the moment, I think it was four or five episodes in, where I realized that this show was really just, it kind of didn't give a shit about what it was trying to accomplish over the course of their 48
You know
minutes.
What? I'm realizing over the course of the whole season or the whole series, there was no real arc to anything. It just was episode after episode with very loose connections.
Yeah, I mean, the only common thread, and it only lasted a season, was Garth and Goliath, and we don't even see Garth until season two. So that was again only barely a season long story arc.
Yeah, it's true, and then it went away because he drove off a cliff.
Yes, exactly. Another highlight, which I think we had a lot of fun with this episode, was Michael rescuing a senator from death. Remember the old lady at the? We kept talking about how all she drank was scotch at her desk.
No, I don't.
Okay, so this is how I did my notes. I went back to the very beginning of Knight Rider years on Instagram, and I just scrolled through all my episode posts and just took my notes based on the picture from what I could remember.
My God, I should go. I'll get on there too.
My next one, I know you remember this one, is Kit getting into a bullfight.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
And he used his he put the red blanket on his door, and he like drove around and tried to dodge the bull. Right.
Oh, right. He tried to get he drew its attention or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaguely remember.
That was a fun one. This next note is this was a story that we ran for the entire four seasons. Devin is arrested and thrown into prison, and the story of his escape from the German prison camp is born in this episode.
Right, episode 8. I found the Insta post. Yep, there he goes. There's a picture of him like a cup of water, like wearing his prison jumpsuit. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we ran that story about him in the POW camp. God, every couple episodes over the course of the four seasons, right?
That's right, and we just never let it go because there's so much about Devin Miles that we don't know.
No, the idea of him breaking out of two POW camps but getting killed by lethal injection just still... I did it, Greg! Fuck!
Damn it, Dave! Okay, that's over. Show's over.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. But... That is probably the richest backstory that I want to see more. I wanted to see more of, and I knew we were never going to get it, but I was loving that episode. Next one, and I didn't realize it was season one. This is the season where we get introduced to Carr. I didn't realize it was season one until I looked at the picture.
And this is the amazing scene of Michael jumping off of Kit into Carr or something like that, like the road surfing kind of stuff.
Yes, they were right, driving side by side, and like Michael jumped from one to the other car. That was a good episode. I wished, again, much like Garth, I wished we had gotten a little bit more of Carr, because we don't see Carr again, I think, until season three. Is
well,
that
I
correct?
Just, I wish, I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't remember. We'll find the Insta post when we do. But I wish that Garth got a hold of Carr. That makes more sense than Goliath.
Oh, God, yes. Wouldn't that have been great? Holy shit.
Totally.
Yeah, that would have been a great one. This one, I don't remember much about it, but I took it from the photo. Michael gets a bunch of foreign dignitaries drunk.
Oh, that's right. All those random dudes out in the desert. Yeah, yes. Totally, with a short-range EMP. And this is the time when we went up and we had the boys' retreat for the first time up in Camden.
Yes, that is it. Yes,
it's when we started travels with Michael or rides with Knight, the hashtag with the little Funko doll, but we never really continued it because we're idiots.
One thing, people, guys, if you're new to the show and you're joining us for Airwolf, one thing you'll learn is any commonality or threads or anything that Greg and I introduce will more than likely just be forgotten a few episodes later. So don't get too hooked on anything that we talk about.
Right. The hashtag was Travels with the Knight. So, yeah, look that up on Instagram and you'll see some stupid pictures.
We took Michael Knight Pophead on a bunch of adventures through Camden, Maine, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then my final note for season one, because to me it's the biggest moment, and obviously it carries throughout the rest of the series, is this is the introduction of Whitebird slash Stevie Mason.
Oh, Whitebird.
And we get that beautiful scene of Michael and Stevie on the hill drinking wine on the grassy field.
Oh, right. There's a photo of that somewhere. He's like, what a pose. Like, it's like a Goldblum-esque pose,
yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
He's Goldblooming.
As introductory seasons go, I was hooked from the first episode, and it really never let up for the remainder of the first season. I mean, did you have any other thoughts about season one? Because I'll just jump right into the second one.
No, it was so long ago, but I mean, it's the whole crew. Everybody's right there, Devin, Bonnie, and Michael. You know, we kind of meet everything, you know? I don't know. It's a great way to start, and I think it was a good season, and I don't have anything to say other than that.
I mean, we talked about it. They laid the groundwork for season one, and then season two, things kind of get a little weirder. The biggest thing about season two is that Patricia McPherson was, I believe she was let go and replaced with Rebecca Holden, who plays April over the course of the second season. And we had commented in the fourth season at some point, maybe even near the very end, that I felt like April seemed to have more action, like when it was like Bonnie would just be like, oh, let me fix this, transition to I'm done. But we actually got to see April like actually working on certain things in the semi or with Kit.
Right. It's strange. And I wonder if they wrote her as like as a replacement for Bonnie or as the same character. Just her name is April and she's somebody different, you know, like.
Right.
But she was definitely a different result. But that's okay. But yeah,
that's okay. And you know what? For all of the shit that she got for replacing Bonnie, I liked her. I thought she did really well. I thought she was a good character.
Yeah, I thought she was fine.
Absolutely.
Really.
The other big moment we get near the beginning of season two. In fact, it's probably the season two premiere. Yeah, it was because Bill was on. We are introduced to Garth Knight, who appears twice in season two.
And I love it's Garth with an E. Garth the Knight.
That's
not
right.
Oh my God! And he looks so good on our Instagram page. Like those pictures we got of him. Jeez.
With the gun cane
and the goatee and just the eyes, like Hasselhoff totally went like totally method with this guy.
Oh yeah, oh he was on it 100%. And we discussed why he didn't come back for latter seasons and why they killed him. But it's probably because he got tired of playing two characters. But man, he was having so much fun. He was chewing every ounce of scenery as Garth, and it was fucking phenomenal.
Oh man, Garth is the best. I want like just another backstory of Garth.
Oh, I would love to see a backstory on like how Garth became estranged from his father and why his father kind of disowned him and how he ended up in prison. Wouldn't that would have been a great prequel series.
Oh,
too.
He's just like the black sheep of the family. He's just a dipshit, man. He's just all anger. Like, anger and lapels. That's what he looks like.
And don't we meet Garth's sister later on in the series?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't
honestly
remember.
Shit, if that's a thing, I don't remember, and look at us for being shit. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Another highlight for me was probably the scenario surrounding the episode, which is why I remember it, is when Michael goes scuba diving to find treasure.
Ah, Cadiz.
Return to Cadiz. And the only reason I remember this episode is because it was the day that my parents came up and my dad had brought up that giant television shelf that you had helped carry in the house. We ate Amato's in front of the TV watching the episode, and my father finally admitted to me that he watched Knight Rider as a kid. Oh, no, he was 30.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Return to Cadiz.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember nothing about it except for the scuba diver with the Benz and my father who helped build an entertainment shelf for my home.
So I see our photo. It's like it's Michael and the woman in Cadiz, the underwater cave, and he's got this super tight swim outfit on. It's great. Wow.
He looks so good. The other one I remember, this is, we talked about this last week or the week before. Michael loses his memory and spends most of the episode running away from Kit.
Oh, poor Kit. I know. And Kit was like trying to jog his memory. He's like, I won't let you go. I won't, you know, this is what we do. And Michael went back to his old place as Michael Long. He reverted back to Michael Long.
Yes. Yes. Great episode. I really remember a lot of that moment. Like, it was a really nice change of pace after seeing Michael Knight. Like, just a good change of scenery for him to kind of revert back to who he used to be. And like, but no one really, life moved on without him, essentially.
Yes.
Like, he's not needed anymore. Thought that was a really cool episode. My next little bit is Kit goes up against a combine harvester. I don't remember much of that except that he's in a cornfield.
Oh, wait, is this the one where he jets over something? I don't remember. What episode is that?
It's shortly after Return to Cadiz, I think. I'd go through my Instagram, but I'd have to go really far back, but you found it somehow.
I'm doing it right now, so I can't even tell. So there's Cadiz, there's the one with Devin, there's some other stuff.
It's a picture of Kit in front of a harvester.
Oh, there it is. Oh, so I'm looking back also. This is also the time that you with your girls released My Life with Alf.
Oh, that's right. Because we ended up going bi-weekly around this point because you were trying to finish school.
That's right.
And Lucy was like, let's do a podcast. I said, okay, let's rewatch Alf. And the idea was is that you and I were going to go bi-weekly, and Lucy and I were going to go bi-weekly, and Lucy and I fizzled out after like four episodes.
Exactly. That's right. We did delay because I was finishing up school, and I couldn't. I was like, no, I gotta slow down.
Yeah.
So reading the thing, it said, so this is the one with it's season 2, episode 12. So here's an episode that culminates with Kit battling a harvester in a cornfield. Yep, that's all this episode had going for it.
Okay, so apparently we didn't like it.
No, not, definitely not.
Okay, my next one, we dropped this storyline pretty quickly into our episodes, but the next one we talk about is when we experienced the Wade Fontaine.
Oh, yeah. You never lived until you had a Wade Fontaine.
And we met Lee Carstairs.
Oh, Lee Carstairs. Man. Oh, yeah. So what episode was that? That was episode 17 or something.
Might have been like right shortly after Return to Cadiz.
Here it is. Figured out what a Wade Fontaine is. Listen to the newest episode. So that was September 2nd, 2019 when we released that.
Okay, and so a little over a year ago.
And this is also when your neck exploded.
That was the one. And we lost the episode after that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man, the neck surgery. God, that was awful.
Oh, my God, I know. And then coming right up, episode 17 is when we learn about Dusty Miles. There's a photo of Devin and April and Michael, and Devin's got the motorcycle helmet on and a leather jacket.
Dude, that's my next note. Devin lets everyone know of his past as a motorcyclist, Dusty Miles. But the thing about Dusty Miles is he never says it in the show because it was a deleted scene. It never actually made it to air.
Okay.
So we just ran with Dusty Miles because I was doing a little deep digging about that episode.
Dusty Miles.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, there's Wade Fontaine right there.
Yeah, there he is with his nice like sports jacket. It's great.
Oh, my God, I found that.
Wade Fontaine. Hey, buddy, you better be quiet or I'm going to have Jesse over here give you a Wade Fontaine.
And then the next episode, if you're looking on your Insta stories, Greg, mm-hmm. or your Insta,
oh,
is
yeah.
episode 18. This is the episode where Garth Knight plummets off a cliff in Goliath and dies, killing his girlfriend in the process.
Oh, my God, it's awful. Right when she's like realizing Garth's a piece of shit, and she's like, oh, no, and then they all go off the cliff and blow up like the Doom truck. The duel truck.
My favorite is, though, the beginning of the episode when he gets in the hot tub fully clothed and just starts aggressively making out
with
this woman.
Oh, my God. That was so good. He just gets it back from prison and just, like, sees her in the hot tub and just walks straight into it with his shoes and his pants, everything. Man, what a boss. God,
he was the fucking best.
Then there's the next photo up here is a picture of Sid Haig. Oh, well, from when he died, yeah.
He died. We put, because he was in, that's the episode of him from MacGyver.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the next note I have is we get a failed attempt at a spinoff from a guy who does a lot of jumping and gymnastics.
Yes.
The mouth of the snake. This is an interesting episode because this is the only time in the history of our podcast in 4 years, Greg, that I ever made you re-record an episode.
Yeah, I remember it happening, but I don't remember why, or I don't remember what we talked about.
I don't remember what we talked about, but the note here says...
Oh, here it is. It's in our Instagram story. So we did something for this episode that we've never done before. Recorded it twice. That's right. The first recording was so bad that Dave made Greg record it again. Hopefully the second time around is more enjoyable.
I don't know if I ever kept the round two. Oh, no, because it was right after this that my computer got burned out and I lost everything.
By burned out, you mean Eva poured water into it again?
Eva poured a glass of water on my laptop and fried it. Whatever. It took me over a year to get an external hard drive to pull all the information off of, but
that's
whatever.
Right. That's okay. Nobody cares.
I hated that episode. It was awful. It was a terrible idea for a spinoff. It was fucking stupid. And then we get, we culminate season two with the season two finale, I think, with the music video.
Yeah.
I call it the music video episode because that's all it was. It was 48 minutes of music videos filming with Michael and Stevie.
Man, I loved it. Michael pretends he's like a rock star and he has all this experience. Dude, that was great. That yes. was great.
That was great. Oh, I like that we're going through our Insta things because I'm seeing photos that I want to touch on as we get a little further into the show. All right, jumping into season three, April's gone, Bonnie is back, and we're all happy because is this the one where Bonnie's working at the school, right? And Michael comes in looking for the student loan.
Oh, that's right. So it's the quote in the beginning of our intro.
Can you help me tell me where I can get a student loan?
You're in the wrong department, pal.
Yeah, so Bonnie left the foundation to go back to school, and this is when we learn that her boss or her mentor is another shithead.
Yes, that's right. He dies, doesn't he? The mentor?
Does he? I don't think so.
Does he kidnap Bonnie? I think he kidnaps Bonnie.
Well, he's the guy making like the spy devices and wiring up all the buildings so they'll blow up or something, right? I don't remember.
I don't remember that. But I remember that Bonnie has a history of working for douchebags.
I know. Poor. But she works for Devin.
She really does. Well, I mean, Devin's a chauvinist, so.
That's true. That's true.
My next note is we meet the Barbarian Brothers.
Oh, my God. We do meet the Barbarian Brothers. I'm trying to find. Oh, those photos in a while. Yep, there we go. Yeah, but we also, I think, we meet the Barbarian Brothers. We posted a lot of stupid photos. Oh, but I have to also say during this time frame is when we got the gifts from Luke. That's right. The leather gift.
I'm still using the keychain, and I actually have that wallet sitting in the front seat of my car.
Me too. I use
that wallet all the time.
I do too. Yeah. Thanks, Luke.
And then we did a bonus episode with the Barbarian Brothers where I bought the Barbarians on VHS.
There it is. There it is. Kids Turbo Boost episode. There it is. That's what it was. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And is this our second time up the Camden House?
It was shortly after this episode, I think, we went to the Camden House.
Because I see photos of us posting things about Chalky and Cabin Boy.
That's right. So a little bit before, it was like the end of season two. I think we did the finale and the recap in Camden, but we watched Cabin Boy. And we watched. Oh, boy. What the hell was the one with Omar Sharif? I just see the picture you posted.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even remember. Oh, my God. I don't even know.
With Omar Sharif and the character that we'll never name on the show because it's too offensive for anyone but us.
It was terrible. Oh, boy. But here we are. Season three, Barbarian Brothers. Man, that was a fun movie. Everybody should watch The Barbarians.
That was the one where they got electrocuted. Remember they got electrocuted when he turned on the fence? Oh,
my God. Those guys are great. God, they were so thick. And one of them passed away this past year, I guess.
He did. It was really sad. The next one I have is another classic episode from season three. Bonnie has a fever dream and thinks she sees a gorilla kill a woman.
Oh, my God. That's right. But she actually did.
Yeah, and she did. And everyone thinks she's just sick and crazy.
Oh, poor Bonnie, because we were talking about how Bonnie, like, you know, the beginning of the season, like, she get her school endeavors fall apart because her mentor is a piece of crap. Then she moves into an apartment just to have somebody, like, kill her or kill somebody else. And then they make her think that the place is haunted. Man, poor Bonnie.
It was really bad. Great episode, though, because that's the one they shot out in front of the Psycho House, right?
Yes, it was.
That was a really fun episode. And I think it was at that point where you and I realized that for the next season and a half, they didn't give a shit anymore.
Right. Yeah. So this was episode five for season three.
Okay. Jumping ahead. The next episode, Carr returns and is subsequently blown up at the end of the episode.
Because Kit and Carr go head to head and Carr goes to pieces again, like the DeLorean. But they left it open, so it's like maybe Carr will get put back together somehow.
I think he comes back in the 2008 revival that they tried to do for like one episode, but that was it.
Okay. Meh. Oh, well.
Yeah. The next one, Michael joins a monastery where the guys are getting their faces swapped.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's where the donkey comes in, right?
It's a donkey named Kit, right?
Well, that's episode three. Yeah, there's a donkey named Kit, season three, episode three, and then it goes to other stuff. So we jumped around a bit there.
Oh, I jumped around a little bit. Okay, I had a little out of order. The next one I have is Kit is dumped into toxic waste and rebuilt bigger and better than before.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Yeah, he totally got gutted, and Bonnie rebuilt him.
Of course she did. This is, we get that montage of all the old Foundation scientists like getting called back to the game so that they can rebuild Kit.
Oh, I know. Man, that was great. But of course, none of them have any names. Oh, and this is where Michael gets all like bullshit and pissed off at. He's like, isn't he done yet? And Bonnie's like, come on, Michael, give it time. Calm down. It takes a while.
Yeah. And this is the first time you and I realize, like, oh, man, Michael really is, like, going to be lost without Kit. And that's kind of where that – this is, like, their relationship solidifies in this because he's just heartbroken that he has no one to talk to anymore except he could talk to a human, but he'd rather not.
Yeah, he'd rather just talk to Kit.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but around this point of this episode where Kit is dumped into toxic waste, this might have been around the same point that we started going remote, correct?
Let's see. So I don't know what date is this? This date here is March 1st. Yeah. So I'd say within probably a week or two of that.
Yeah. It was right around this time that you and I, we had gone remote and, we're still remote now on, January 16th, 2021. So we're almost a year into our remote recording.
Yeah. So one of our posts is April 8th, 2020. It said, so happy we still get to do this. So that's clearly us doing it then. So we probably took a break for a week or two.
Yeah.
Or a month. I don't even remember, honestly.
Yeah, I think we did a couple of bonus episodes before we decided, like, shit, we're not going to be able to get back together.
Yeah.
And then we just jumped right back into Knight Rider. The next note I have is, this was another classic, Michael and Kit discover that the mob is burying bodies in an empty lot.
That's right. Oh, my God. What's the name of that episode? Shit.
The 19th Hole.
The 19th Hole. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, totally. Okay.
I'm trying to find out when that episode was, but there's a lot of pictures of you playing Nintendo.
Oh, my God. Right, because I would do that every now and then to occupy myself.
I did live streams of Nintendo games. Yeah. I don't remember what episode it is, but it was nearing the end of season 3. That was a really interesting one. Just shocking for Kit to be like, Michael, there are dead bodies buried everywhere on this empty lot.
That was fun.
The next one I have is, this is another episode nearing the end of season 3. We meet Elliot Sykes and
here we go.
And Nerd, K-N-E-R-D.
Right, right. So we posted that May 15th of last year. So yeah, there he is. Elliot and Bonnie.
Which one are you? Oh, there they are. Yes. And we had that. So like they built him up to be part of the foundation, but then he rides off in his like retrofitted motorbike
right.
with the LED strip and drives away. And we never see him again.
Because we said that he went to jump over a freight train and got killed.
He didn't have enough steam to get a turbo boost and just plowed into the side of the freight train.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, but he had like his girlfriend on the back. Oh, man.
Yes. So he killed
Elliot.
Her.
Jesus. So that was episode 18, season 3.
Episode 18. And then the only other one I have for season 3 was Michael and Kit jumping through the Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire. I don't know which one's that.
I see this one down here with Michael in his Clark Kent glasses. I don't remember that episode.
Right,
but
that's the one when he gets brainwashed. Or gets tied to, episode 20. Michael is in for the shock of his life.
That's right. Oh, shit. Yes.
With the crazy girl.
Can I interest you in some science? That's what he says. That's right.
Can I interest you in some sex? Isn't that the one where he parasailed into the secret retreat for scientists or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Does he get he gets into a fight with all these women who just like come out of behind the trees, right?
God, I don't even remember. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Okay, so season 3 ends unspectacularly, and we jump into season 4 where we are introduced quickly to RC3.
Oh,
he
God,
is introduced
yes.
as a street vigilante.
Uh-huh. Season 4, episode 1 with Plastic Hand.
I wrote Dr. Dick Hands.
Dr. Dick Fingers.
Dr. Dick Fingers pulls a face off and puts Devin's face on one of his assistants.
I remember that, and there's the weird like laser thing.
Yes. It's also the episode where Super Pursuit Mode is introduced, as is Convertible Mode.
All right, because RC installed Convertible Mode.
And he didn't tell anyone, and we had that running gag about what the hell the C could possibly do, and no one knows, and RC like put in like an auto-destruct button, but he doesn't tell anyone.
It's great. Oh, that's great. man, and here's a photo of us, July 15th, the only time that we've recorded together since. We were outside my backyard. We set everything up outdoors.
That's right. We were like 12 feet apart across the fire. Shit, that was a blast.
Oh, my God, that was fun.
Man, I'm sitting like an idiot in that picture,
too. Let's do it again.
Sitting like a moron.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, look at me. Blah, I got headphones on.
This next episode I don't really remember much of, but I just like the picture. Michael's comlink electrocutes a bunch of snakes, and then I see a picture of like this shaman dancing in front of Kit. I don't remember that one.
Oh, that's right. What's his name? It's not Jamie Two Eagles.
Was it Horse Feather?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
It was something. Blue Feather.
Something like that.
Blue Feather.
Oh, no. Wasn't Horse Feather one of the movies that we came up with?
Oh, yes. No, was it Horse?
Oh, no. No, Horse Feathers is a Groucho Marx film. Never mind.
But we did come up with the name of two horses, and I don't remember that. Because Eva named one of her horses after that horse that we named in the Blow Your Mind years. Thunder Feather.
That's
Thunder
right.
Feather.
Thunder Feather. Yes. Thunder Feather, the best racehorse ever.
Oh, my God. And Eva named her toy horse Thunder Feather because she thought it was the greatest name ever.
That's the best. Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, she is wonderful. The next note I have is Kit hides in the shell of a red futuristic car and then melts it off when he infiltrates the bad guy's hideout.
Oh, right. Episode 6, The Ferret.
Oh, fuck, the ferret. Oh, and wait, 6 and 7, if you look right above it,
yeah,
that's the one, episode 7, and then the picture before it that looks like Kit just, like, burned his tires out on the dude's head.
Oh, right, because Kit hides inside chases the ferret down because someone steals the ferret and then has the wrong, then controls it, and Kit has to chase it down, so it's like this remote-controlled, destruction vehicle.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that other episode, Kit looks like Kit ran over that dude because there's blood all over the place. But then Kit hides inside a futuristic shell because they got a race or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah. Upgrades.
The next one I have is Kit goes head-to-head with a hovercraft, but what I loved about this one is that when he pulls the hovercraft back in, he shoots the grappling hook over the top of the hovercraft and lands it on the front and then pulls it backwards.
Oh, right. I remember that. Oh, we were like, how the hell does he do? What's the point? Oh, man. Yeah, here's a photo of the hovercraft. It doesn't see. You know, I hope people understand that this recap is as crazy as the show is.
Yes.
Like, this is what's happening.
I tried to write my little brief synopses to make them as weird as possible. So, like, yeah, you think about Kit going head-to-head with a hovercraft. Like, what the shit is that supposed to mean? But that's as crazy as this show gets.
Oh, and there's this wonderful photo of Michael, like, diving face-first into the water.
That's right.
Oh, it's great.
That's right. We talk about him getting chapped ass because of his wet denim.
With tight denim sitting in Kit with chafing.
My next one is Bonnie gets arrested and becomes boss bitch.
Oh, that's right, because this is it. And RC delivers her and she immediately like starts kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bonnie's pretty awesome.
She's like the best way to show who you are is to start a fight with the prison bitch, and she gets in a fight
exactly
with all the prison inmates.
So episode 10, season 4. Yeah, in today's episode, female inmates are being used by a cruel prison warden to commit unthinkable crimes. Right, this is the girl that was the gymnast, the actual real gymnast, like Olympic gymnast.
Yes.
And they were using her in the show to be like this gymnast cat burglar.
My next note is, it's a twofer. RC3 saves his neighborhood from turning into a strip mall while a blind musician drives Kit. Like, what?
Here we go. Episode 11, season 4. Michael must prevent a real estate businessman, an old friend of RC3, from destroying RC3's childhood neighborhood and turning into a strip mall. Yeah, totally. And there, oh, man, that was great. That was like the brawl when Michael got his ass kicked.
Yes.
And RC got his ass kicked.
Yes.
Man, that was fun.
Oh, that was a really good one.
Oh, we had like the big beatdown at the end with like the garbage trucks and like the mob.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the next episode I wrote here. My next one is that Michael, Kit is reprogrammed to kill Michael, and this is the one where Michael pretends to be dead in the rubble of the popcorn stand.
Right, okay. Oh, but this, between that episode and the next episode is when we released season 2, episode 16, because you got your computer fixed.
That's right. I found the old audio, and it was the only time we ever did a watch-along.
Oh, that's right.
We. Yeah.
Oh, man. So I'm curious if anybody has listened to that episode, what people think about it. Like, we watched it live and recorded at the same time. Probably not the best idea, but boy, that was fun.
It was fun, and I would love to say that if there's any point in the next year or two when we're doing the Airwolf that we're ever back together, I'd love to do another one of them, but, you know, if we ever get to see each other face to face again, but who knows?
Oh, nobody knows.
Nope. Bonnie puts a drone in a soccer ball.
Oh, that's right. What was that thing called?
I think I put it in the note. Hold on. Sid.
Oh, what's Sid?
Surveillance something drone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Bonnie is great. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Hellraiser tire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Next episode I have is Michael being shot by the firing squad.
Oh, that's great. And RC's tight pants.
It's the only thing I really remember about that episode is Michael... going up against the fire.
Oh, God, oh, no, that was the lava flow. Yes. That was the lava flow. And Kit driving through lava. And like, oh, my God, what a mess. And the gorillas and the coup and all this shit and the foreign dignitary, well, the U.S. diplomat that was there. Oh,
yeah,
God,
what a
cluster of an episode.
Shit, that was a bad episode. The next one is when Jaws popped out of the water.
That was magnificent. Oh, that was with Freddy Krueger with, what's his name?
Yeah, Robert Englund was in that one.
Robert Englund.
That could have been the cream of the crop for episodes. Like, it's clear at this point. They're like, fuck it. Let's just go to Universal Studios and film on the back lot.
Yeah, it was probably just cheap and easy.
Absolutely. And then my last note of season 4, Michael gets married and his wife gets shot to death less than 5 minutes after they're married.
Good Christ. God, man, it's awful. Why? I'm still trying to figure out how to undo that she's not really dead.
No, she's not. Well, your theory that Devin somehow took her and like snuck away with her so that Michael would have no choice but to go back to the Foundation seems to hold true.
I'll go with that. I just, because it's still awful for Michael, but I didn't want Stevie to get shot. I liked her.
I really liked her a lot. Greg, that was it. Like, that's all. That was the high. Like, for me, those are the biggest highlights of the whole show. 100%.
You know, we just went through like 2 years worth of watching television, and man, it, like, looking at these photos brings back a lot of memories. I see like a photo of Kit like with parachutes, like he drove out of a plane or something. I don't remember it. You know, like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
all this great stuff. Michael in a leather jacket next to a pool. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so good. Like, everything about this show. And there's, like, there are no, like, foreboding moments in it. You know, some TV shows get too serious.
Yeah.
Everything about Knight Rider is just kind of fun.
Oh,
you know?
It's just a blast. Absolute blast.
I love it.
I love it. I love the show. I'm sad that this is it for us. But at the same time, I think, you know, all good things must come to an end. And I really don't know what to expect for Airwolf, Greg. I really... really fucking don't.
Neither do I. And I think that's actually really... Oh, one thing I remember about Airwolf is I remember the intro, and I remember it when it was on TV as a kid. So
yes.
I do remember that.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what it was about. It sounds like it's more serious, but I don't think I'll be able to take it seriously at all.
No.
At all.
Bam,
and,
isn't that how it goes?
Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. And I think no matter what happens, we're going to jam Michael and Kit into it anyway.
Yes.
As we do with everything else. This is going to be great.
It's going to be really, really good. We got a lot of new stuff coming for you guys. We got a new logo coming. I'll probably, right after this episode drops, I'll probably start putting up the new logos and switching everything over on Monday. We've got a new theme song that was composed by an actual person who does compositions.
So it's like, it's not me in my basement with an old Casio and Yamaha keyboard making something,
which, to be fair, those were phenomenal, don't get me wrong.
They were fun,
but I just, like, so we've got a new theme song, we've got new logos coming. It's going to be a whole new thing. The beauty of the whole thing when we go into Airwolf is that no one's going to have to go to a new feed. Everything's just going to switch over. The new episode of Airwolf will come out next Sunday, so January 31st. That's when you get to look forward to the first episode of Airwolf. Greg, do you want to hear,
dude,
what the pilot episode of Airwolf is going to be?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes, let's do
it.
Here
we go. Next week, guys, it is the Airwolf pilot, Shadow of the Hawk, Parts 1 and 2. A scientist who created a super helicopter has defected to Libya and taken it with him, so a secret government agency hires an ex-Vietnam War pilot to steal the chopper and bring it back.
Fuck yes! I cannot wait, because it sounds like every other episode we've ever watched about anything.
Yes.
Like, it's so great. Yes. I cannot wait for this.
The secret government agency, the high tech machinery, like, oh my God, it's going to be so good.
Dude, before we get too far, I did get us a little going away present.
Oh,
if you turn on your video feed again,
I will. I'm turning my camera on.
So nothing fancy. So like last time, I got us like little MacGyver Swiss Army knives.
Yeah.
This time I got us a little Knight Industries lapel pin.
What?
So I'll get it back. I'll get it to you when I get your disc back.
That's my God, dude. That's amazing.
There we go.
We're going to have to put those up on the social media. I need everyone to see those.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It'll be fun. Yeah, so we'll be all sexy when next time we get dressed up.
I actually still have, sitting right behind me, I have it on my little shelf.
Oh, there it is.
She's right here. I actually used this all summer when I was whittling wood down for kindling, making fires in the backyard.
You know, I use that Swiss Army knife all the time for, like, camping, and it's great. It's so fun, and it's a reminder of our journey together,
can
David.
Can you see Michael right behind me in the camera?
I can. He's been all over the place.
He's right there. I don't know if they have Airwolf stuff, but I'd like to find some sort of an Airwolf toy to put somewhere behind me on this shelving unit so that he's going to be.
You know,
there.
One thing I know that we're going to do, we're going to go down a deep rabbit hole of Ernest Borgnine stuff.
I mean, I think that's the whole reason we're doing the show is because we wanted to see Ernest Borgnine for 3 seasons.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, totally. I'm into it, 100%.
I have a fascination with, like, old men actors, too. Like, that's weird, but I can't help it. Like, I'm obsessed with Devin. I love Pete Thornton. I'm going to love probably even more Ernest Borgnine over the run of Airwolf.
There you go. Now you can see it better.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, it's
those are amazing.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to do Airwolf.
It's going
to
be really, really
can't
good.
Wait.
All right, guys, so listen, if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on all forms of social media. You can find us on Instagram at Airwolf Years, Twitter at Airwolf Pod, Facebook.com/Champa Klein won't change because Facebook's a dick and they won't let me change the URL, but that's fine. ChampaKlein.com is the best place to find our backlog of episodes if you don't want to subscribe to it. You go right to the front page, and every Knight Rider Years episode will be there for your listening pleasure. Call our hotline, 207-835-1954. Leave us a message about anything. Greg, I think our internet got better as we got through the episode. I'm going to save the hotline messages. We'll ring in Airwolf with a brand new slew of really weird hotline messages. But I'm looking forward to those. And you can also leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Greg, do you have any closing thoughts before I finish out the episode with the hotline message that 100% made me cry?
This is it's been a journey. The journey isn't over. I'm just going to keep going.
Yes, we are.
That's all I got to say.
All right, guys. Listen, for the Knight Rider Years, I am, you know what, I'm bringing back an oldie. I am Michael Knight, bearded and dead, floating through space in Kit's withered husk.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Was it really?
Yes.
Sorry.
100%.
Whoopsies. See, we're syncing with each other.
Oh, that's all we got.
You got anything else?
We're synced.
Are you going to say? Are you going to close out with who you are, or do you not have anything right
now? Oh, I am, jeez, I don't know.
You took the same one.
I am Michael Knight's desiccated corpse in space floating for eternity with Kit.
There's just no better way to close out the show, guys. Have a fantastic week, and here we go with the last hotline message of the Knight Rider Years.
Hi, Champa and Klein. This is Michael from Indiana. I wanted to thank you for the last 2 years of the Knight Rider Years. Your show has just been fantastic. Going back and watching the shows from my childhood, you know, it's just been it's been a wonderful experience. You guys are so fun to listen to. Your banter, you know, the jokes, everything from hobo oils to dusty miles. It's just been wonderful. Look forward to what you do next. You've helped us through some really, really difficult times, and it's good to smile through all this. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, here come the tears again. I can't.
Oh, David.
Oh, man. I'm a mess. We got to close it right now. See you next week, guys.
Thinking, kid. I'm not upset.
Your pulse rate is up, your blood pressure is high, and you're gripping the steering wheel with alarming pressure.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network.
Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.